I am currently joined in the studio by Lucy of Slumbug. How are you, Lucy?
Kia ora, I'm doing pretty all right.
Good flight?
Yeah, decent.
Where did you fly in from?
Tāmaki.
Oh, nice.
In Auckland, yeah. No, it was gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah, breathtaking.
Cool. Well, you're here, you are down here with your band to play Dankfest tomorrow night at 11:45. You've got quite a late set.
Yes, it is quite a late set, so we'll be pretty anxious until we end up on stage, but we'll be feeling pretty good after that.
Yeah, cool. What kind of stuff do you guys make? If someone had come up to you and said, "Who's Slumbug?" What are you saying to that person?
Probably that we're a three-piece, all-girl trio from Auckland, and we write and play sludge leaning into doom.
Yeah. Do you have any specific sludge people you lean towards?
I think early days Sleep was probably a big inspiration. Yeah. But also probably like Acid King and just a bunch of different sort of stoner doom bands around that time as well. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. What do you guys like writing about mainly?
we tend to write what we're feeling, and a lot of that tends to be, you know, sort of work in progress. A lot of our songs we'll come up with and write together, but they keep evolving as the years go on. So we've been together for about 10 years now. And we have songs that we're still not sick of because somehow they just keep on evolving into more and more and more what we want to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you've never really been much of a recording band?
Have
you had stuff before, or?
We tried to record some years ago, but unfortunately the producer who we were working with, his laptop fully died.
No!
So
all that progress gone.
Then there were plans to record again in 2020, but of course the world ended up going through a big pandemic, and so it was delayed even further until about 2022 when we recorded our album at the Vault in Auckland with Cozy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Fair enough. What sort of... Are you expecting, like... I don't know, have you played Dankfest before? Have you been down to Dunedin much?
No, this is our first time.
First time, really?
In Dunedin,
What are your expectations?
A good time.
Yeah, a good time. It will be a good time. Have you heard of Dankfest before?
Yes. One band that I believe played last year was Datum, Death and Hatred to Mankind from Wellington. Big fan of them. And I think maybe we were asked last year, I can't remember, but couldn't make it, but definitely was keen to make it happen this year.
Yeah. Sure. You've got one song called, let me just refresh my memory, I'm blind again, I have to go closer, Home.
Yes.
That is on the Punks for Palestine album. How was the process for recording on that album? I'm assuming everyone kind of did it together or like around the same time. It was kind of... Well, what was the story behind that, and how did you get involved?
We were just hit up by the people who were organising that to, send a track in. Of course, we support the cause 100%.
Cool. Yeah,
so,
of course.
The song is actually an older song that was mostly written by Jess, our singer and guitarist, and we thought that it just fit, and we hadn't done anything with it. We hadn't even...
When did you record it? Or had you not even recorded it?
No, we hadn't even recorded it, so it was a pretty tight timeline to record it and have it mixed enough and then sent in.
Yeah.
But I think that it sounds really good, to be honest, and it was a pretty fast recording.
Did you do that at the Vault as well, or...?
We did that at Creative with Cozy as well. Yeah,
nice.
So they have moved over to Parnell from Eden Terrace.
Nice. So we're going to play that and alongside some Memory Foam and some Commodore. Can you tell me about them?
Memory Foam are a sick band from Auckland. They're a bunch of our mates. Always a good time.
Have you been playing gigs with them for more than your time?
Over the years. They're a really good time.
Yeah.
I always have a lot of fun whenever I see them live.
Yeah, nice.
Commodore is Jess's side band.
Cool.
With Joshua from the Dicks and Phil from the Datsuns.
Oh, so cool, yeah.
It's a, yeah.
Say, it's like a whole, it's like a real good combination of a lot of different areas of the scene.
For sure.
Yeah, sick. All right, well, let's just jump straight into that, and then we'll be back for round two, and we'll figure out what round two is when we get back. All right. This is Home by Slumberg. We are back. We were just listening to Commodore 65, Common Enemy, Memory Foam with their song Numbers, and that was also Home by Slumbug, the song of currently who I have sit in the studio with me, Lucy, of Slumbug. How are you again?
Yeah, doing all right.
Yeah. Here. Doing better than 5 minutes ago?
Yeah, it was a bit of a rush getting in here.
Yeah. So we did touch on a little bit in the last voice break about the album that you and the rest of Slumbug have been recorded in 2022, and you've just been telling me that there is big things coming for that album. Not to say that on air, not to say that out loud right now, that sentence, but
no, that's fine. Big things have been coming since we
big
were
things have been coming for 10 years
so, yeah
it seems
exactly.
Nearly a decade, right?
Yeah, it has been a decade, so yeah. It has been a long time coming, but I've always just felt that it would happen when it was meant to happen, and it feels right now.
Yeah, you don't want to kind of rush that art, I guess.
Yeah, and
in a pretentious way.
Yeah.
You don't want to rush it.
And I suppose when you've got, like, a global pandemic sort of messing things up a bit.
That does tend to mess things
up. Yeah, for sure.
So is this album, is it like a dope smoker one song that's 60 minutes, or is it like kind of a bunch of different stuff? Is there a lot of variety, or is it...
Yeah, I would say that there's a bit more variety. It's definitely not a one-track wonder.
One-track wonder.
But
yeah,
we basically just looked at all of the songs that we had in our repertoire so far and made a decision on what we felt would do well as a sort of, you know, start to finish sort of listen, I suppose.
Yeah.
But it's very dark, but it has some really punchy moments in it.
Like, is it dark and serious? Is it lighthearted at times, or is it pretty dark and serious?
Oh, it's not super dark and serious. There are some lighthearted moments, very sassy moments throughout, I'd say.
Yeah. That just reminded me, in terms of lighthearted moments, I was stalking the Slumbug Instagram page, and I found a photo of a guitar with two VBs next to it.
Oh,
is Slumbug big VB fans?
Yeah. We actually do quite enjoy a good VB, to be honest. Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
is there
a
song about VBs on the album? Any songs about beer?
It might be coming in the future. We'll see. Yeah. We do want to release a sort of cassette tape of all of the tracks that didn't make the album.
Because this album is also going to be vinyl pressed.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah, which is pretty chocker.
They need to be pressed.
Yes, they do need to be pressed.
Someone needs to press them.
Yeah, we've just made the decision on who we're going to press with. Yeah. Which is a big part of it.
Who are you pressing with?
We have decided to go with Pirates Press.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and they're located in the Czech Republic.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
It's
probably just our most affordable option. Because,
it's
an expense.
It is definitely a commitment.
Yeah,
that's
for sure. But
that's
I think we always wanted to, release on
alongside with vinyls and stuff.
100%.
Do you think that also has also impacted how long it's taken to actually sort this album out? Is because wanting to do things the right way, I guess, and like ensuring that you have the ability to do so.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Fair enough. So we've got some more requests on your part. Are these also big inspirations for Slumbug, or is it more of a personal thing, do you reckon?
Probably more of a personal thing, I would say.
Yeah.
I reckon we'll do the...
What song do you want first?
The Disaster Radio.
The Disaster Radio.
Yeah.
Tell me about Disaster Radio.
Disaster Radio, they are an artist. I believe they're based in Wellington.
Yeah.
The last time I saw them, I danced so hard that I actually hurt my arms.
Yeah.
It's very...
Yeah.
Frantic the kind of energy that I get when I listen to Disaster Radio.
Yeah.
And at the time, I don't think many people were doing that sort of hyper-pop sound.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, I have very good memories with
and
this.
We've also got The Skeptics and Deb 5000. 500? 5,000?
5,000.
My contact lenses are not doing me favours.
All good.
Yeah, 5,000. Tell me about those ones as well, The Skeptics. And you are in Deb yourself.
Yes. With The Skeptics, I ended up doing one of my mains assignments on them, and specifically looking into David Dath.
David Dath
was the singer of The Skeptics.
Yeah.
And luckily I had a friend who actually had the documentary. I think it was under the same name of the Gold Sheen of Gold. I can't quite remember.
Yeah.
And it was a beautiful documentary. And almost sort of fell in love with him through watching it. And I just absolutely mesmerized by his creativity, for sure. Deb 5000, I play bass with them. Cozy, who I mentioned, who's recorded our album, is also the drummer in Deb 5000.
Nice.
And I'm the second bassist to...
Second bassist.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've got two bassists in the band.
I think I'm the only bassist now, but I think it's always open to having Nicole, who was the previous
I've always
bassist.
Wanted to see a band with two bassists.
I know. I felt
I was
so
like,
lucky.
When I was starting out my band this year, I was like... There was a period where I was fully convinced that it was going to be... two basses, not even a guitar.
And were you disappointed when it wasn't two basses?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't find another one. I only found the one. I could only find the one that really understood the idea of it.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't meet a lot of bassists that would want to be in a band with another bassist.
I understand,
yeah. There's kind of that rivalry against other bassists. I don't know. How have you found that?
Awesome. So my first show with them down in Wellington at the Newtown Sports Bar. Nicole was able to do half of the set with me. Of course, I was still pretty new at the time.
Is this Nicole also the bassist?
Yes. Yeah,
so there was the two bassists.
Show, sick. I believe. Yeah. I just had so much fun. I actually really enjoyed being able to share that responsibility with another someone. Yeah.
How do you find I'm actually very interested about this. How do you find as like two basses, like do you think there's a way to play to like kind of have both of them exist?
Absolutely.
There's like one person kind of on the drone. They've got the drones. And then
you
one person plays higher up or like.
Well, I think, you can do that as like a single bassist in a band anywhere. You know, you can go out one way and then out the other way with a clean channel and a distortion, I suppose.
Yeah.
But I reckon you could do it like that. Look, the possibilities are endless.
The possibilities are endless. You just got to make it happen, I guess.
And, you know, Spinal Tap, I think, really left, you know, a dent in the brain of wanting to sort of have that aim.
I think there should be a band with four bassists.
100%.
Get as many on stage as you can possibly do it.
Yeah, absolutely agree.
All right, so we're starting off with this Disaster Radio song. And apart from that, we've got The Skeptics and Deb 5000 up next. I think we'll call it here. Thank you so much for coming on.
Awesome.
I will be enjoying your set on Saturday. If you aren't already going, then come to Dankfest either tomorrow or today. Probably tomorrow on this current interview. Not to be biased or anything, but I will be there tomorrow and it will be a good time. Good luck for your album.
Thank you very much.
Keen to hear more of it. And let's get our Disaster Radio caps on. All right. See ya. Was there a specific song from that EP that you want me to play, actually?
Yes.
Oh, yes, it was the first one.
Yeah.
This one's called 24/7 Mimosas, and I love that name. Now I'm going to have a mimosa after this. All right. Take care, everyone.
That was the Radio 191 FM podcast! You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.